Marinus, what a week.
Yeah, what a week, what a crazy game. Yeah, difficult week with the defeat against Oxford, with the big injury from Andres Bjelland. And yesterday we had also a big injury with Jota. He's also out for 3 or 4 months. So we have a lot of big injuries by big players, so that's make it difficult. Yeah, then the 3 points very good after this week.
You had a good view of a couple of incidents late in the first half, better than my view. One was a sending off, Tarkowski taken out as well. What was your view of those two?
Yeah, the first one, he take too many risks. I think it's not proposed to kick him. Yeah, in the Netherlands it's that red card. I don't know what the rules over here. Maybe sometimes a little bit others, but yeah, I think it was a good decision to send him off. He took too many risks. So, and the other thing I didn't see, I think he will hit him. I think because his nose was just broken and very, very awful to see. But I think also not proposed. So yeah, sometimes happened, especially in a championship.
James Tarkowski, then, we believe a broken nose. Yep. Does that affect him over the next few days, or is it just a case of wear the mask?
I don't know. I don't speak about it with the medical. So normally, sometimes he can play, but sometimes also difficult. It was big, so they have to put him right again. So I don't know. We'll see.
What's the latest on the pitch at Griffin Park?
Tomorrow they start, but Monday they start, but to get a new one in. So that's why we're not playing Tuesday. So we're playing 29, I think, first home. So that's good news.
I'm guessing that it actually might be a little bit of a good thing of Philip, really, to have a week off now and assess the situation with injuries and the team.
Yeah, I'm very glad with the first victory. Is also always important, but yeah, also we have a tough game next week, Burnley away, so it's always difficult. So it's good to have a good week with training, and you have to improve for some things, I think. So that's good, but it's good for the confidence.
What's the latest on the Andre Gray situation, as we're calling it?
I was very happy with him today, and nothing else. So make 2 good goals. So. Yeah, it was, again, very important for us.
Presumably, you'd like to keep him.
Yeah, that's what I'm always saying, and especially now when we lost Jota, also a big player. We already Moses, we lost now Bjelland, McCarron. Yes, so there's a lot of quality gone, so we have to stay over here, Dre, but yeah, you never know.
I thought the substitution was interesting, which is why you're the head coach of Brentford Football Club and I'm not, because I thought Philip Hoffman, A, he's done nothing. Vibe will come on, Andre will play through the middle. That's what Marinus is up to. But no, Hoffman stays on, score a goal. Genius.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think he was not playing bad. He's getting used so now, quick with the big defenders, and he won a lot of fights. So. Finding good goals also always good for a striker, especially when you're new by a club and new in our country. So I know a little bit the feeling, so it's good for him. So I was satisfied with him.
Finally from me, where can you improve?
I think the first half, the defending organisation was not so good. Yeah, a lot of troubles with the speed, and especially in our transition was weak. I think the first goal, and we have to make a fall over there, so we have to also be a little bit smarter. Attacking-wise, we are dangerous, so that's a good part. So I think the deficit, better defensive.